Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. A great light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Can you leave the door open just a little bit? A 2-year-old asks at bedtime. Mom smiles and leaves the hallway light on. A thin line of light sneaks into the room. Suddenly, the darkness doesn't feel so scary anymore. The shadows don't look like monsters. The child feels safe, happy, and thankful. Soon, she falls asleep. Darkness and light can do powerful things. Darkness makes it hard to see and makes our imaginations run wild. Light helps us see what's really there. Darkness hides things. Light shows the truth. That's why the child wanted light. It helped her feel safe. That's what the prophet Isaiah said about God's people long ago. He said they were walking in darkness. He didn't mean the sun disappeared. He meant their lives felt scary and confusing. They were afraid of a powerful enemy called Assyria who had attacked them. They felt lost, like trying to walk on a path at night with no flashlight. They wanted to follow God, but they kept wandering off. Isaiah called this living in the shadow of death, because without light, things don't grow, they die. We have darkness in our lives too. We can be afraid of things like getting in trouble, being left out, failing a test, or letting someone down. We want to follow God and do what's right, but we mess up. That's called sin. Sin separates us from God and leads to death. But Isaiah gives us amazing news. A light has dawned. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This light scares away monsters. This light forgives sins. This light defeats death. Who is that light? Jesus tells us, "I am the light of the world." When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he was like a bright star shining into a dark world. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the darkness of your sins onto himself. When Jesus rose from the dead, he chased away the shadow of death forever. So the next time the dark feels scary, remember this promise. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Jesus is your light, and he is always with you. We pray. Lord, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Help us walk according to it. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.